Episode 3338, The More Love Grows.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous time and you're enjoying some rest and relaxation. Spring is around the corner, and you know what? It's all the more reason to think about having your love grow. In your marriage, the more love grows. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, in the garden of marriage, love is the seed that must be nurtured to ensure its continual growth. For those seeking to elevate their union to greater heights, this season presents an opportunity of delight, the more love grows. So I got to ask you today, how bad do you want a great marriage? Are you one who's saying, I'm okay with where I'm at. I'll settle for where we are. Mediocre is okay. Or, we don't always get along, but it works. And, we've got a great life and a good family. And, it is what it is. But really, how bad do you want a great marriage? And how great is your marriage? Are you enjoying life together? Are you really better together? For some people, honestly, as the years pass, they're better apart. And that's something that I think a lot of us don't want to actually unpack. We don't want to look at it. We don't want to consider that, gosh, I don't know that I'm better than when I was before I got married. Am I worse off? And I'm not saying that your spouse has caused you, okay, to be a worse person or a so-so person. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that you're not necessarily better together. And really, when you unite, when two individuals become one, you should be better together. You should be building each other up, edifying each other. You should be reaching goals together, also individual goals, but everything that serves your all's dreams as a family. But we don't like to look at it that way. We don't want to admit whether good or bad if we are doing well by our spouse, if we are serving well. Maybe you're fighting more than loving. My friend, love is a verb requiring a decision to put the action in motion to unconditionally serve another soul. You got to till the soil. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Till the soil. This is the season. And the reason is to till the soil so the more love grows. And if you're one who says, I just don't have time for that. I'm exhausted. I get it. If you saw my list, I took my puppy dog to the vet yesterday, and I was talking to the secretary behind the desk, and she's such a sweetheart. And I was telling her about what had happened to my daughter's in-laws and just things going on. And I said, gosh, I feel bad. I haven't been able to get my dog in for his shot. So we were a couple weeks behind. We needed to have his shots done in February. It's now March, but you do what you got to do. And she goes, I totally get it. She goes, we really were hoping too for something more in 2024, but it hasn't been that way. She goes, after the holidays, we lost my brother and we were really, really close. And I thought, wow. And she says, now my husband's been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I asked and inquired, I said, and how is he doing? And she said, well, we just found out. We still have to figure out how to treat it. And you could tell her eyes just welled up with rivers of tears ready and willing to flow, but you could also tell that she held back too as much as she could. Maybe you're in that season right now that you thought 2024 was going to be a lot more, but it's been a lot more of not the good, but more so the bad, more of the rotten, more of, gosh, I've got to do more work. I've got to prune the trees. I've got to take down dead ones. And then I've got to put up other ones. And I've got to dig deeper holes. I've got to fill it with better dirt. I've got to put in more effort and more energy. Spring is springing. It really is. And it's coming in like a wildfire, right? The buds are getting ready to bloom and they're just like on the verge of like sprouting. And it's gorgeous to see. But then I also look at the weather map and I'm thinking a freeze is around the corner too. Where are you sitting in your marriage? Are you one who says, Christiane, I'm just getting by. I'm just kind of doing my thing. I just kind of make peace. I don't try to let anybody say anything or do anything that's going to rock the boat. Yeah, I'm tired of walking on eggshells all the time. So, well, I just mend the peace. Is that really the marriage you want? Because if not, you got to be willing to till the soil. And that means you got to dig up some stuff that you don't want to. That means you got to get rid of stuff that you've been hanging on to because it's just easier to do so. And then you've got to be willing to deal with what is right in front of you. It's not easy, my friend. And as Miss Kathy, who she's such a sweetheart, told me her story yesterday, I can only imagine what your story is. My friend, your story matters. Your marriage matters. And in that regard, I really want you to think how you want your marriage to be at the end of this year, maybe just even at the end of this month. I mean, what if you could change one little thing? How would that change your attitude in your everyday? Maybe you'd smile more often. Maybe it would relieve enough stress where you're just not getting through your day. You get to get through your day. See the difference? So I want to ask you some questions. When it comes to the more love grows, and when you think about tilling the soil, right? Planting, digging up old, putting in new. Number one, what needs to go? Let go of expectations and embrace acceptance. You know, unrealistic expectations can often become the bane of relationships. Dr. Wayne Dyer once said, peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is, rather than as you think it should be. Are you destroying your marriage because of what you think it needs to be versus looking at what it is and accepting where you are, not settling there, but knowing where you are so you can choose to take a different route, to serve a certain way, to make some changes with what you can control? When you shed those expectations and you accept your partner for who they are, you can pave the way for a mutual understanding and appreciation. And a lot of times we're just not doing that. A lot of times we think we're being kind, but we're so not. My friend, love flourishes in the soil of acceptance. And that doesn't mean that you like where you are. Please hear me. That doesn't mean that you're going to settle and stay where you are. But you first have to accept before you can move to the next step. So what needs to go? Number two, what needs to stay? Cultivate open and honest communication. I mean, truly, communication is the lifeline of any successful marriage. And it is imperative to create the safe space for both you and your spouse to express your thoughts, feelings, and concerns openly. There is no reason for you to hide things from your spouse. If there is a reason, you need to be talking to someone you can trust. A coach, a counselor, a therapist, a pastor, a confidant. Because you're in a position that is very volatile. Relationship expert John Gottman says, in an emotionally connected relationship, your vulnerability is rewarded with care, affection, and acceptance. Are you doing what you need to do to serve your spouse well? What can you control? What are you doing well in your marriage? You need to celebrate that. And remember, you're looking at this as to what you control. It's not about changing your spouse. Okay, that's on your spouse. You can't force your spouse. As much as you want your spouse to throw away, you know, his dirty laundry and put it in the laundry basket or to put down the toilet seat or to play with the kids at a certain time when it comes out. Like, you cannot control that. But you can control your tone of voice, how you ask questions for him or to him or toward him, how you ask him to do things. Are you belittling him? Like, why didn't you think about that before? I mean, you know, if you really love me, you would just know this. Seriously? Is that going to get you very far? But unfortunately, yes, a lot of people act that way in marriages. Do you? So what needs to stay? Because I'm here to tell you, my friend, true love listens before it speaks. That's why you have two ears and one mouth. And finally, number three, what needs to grow? Nurture shared experiences and prioritize quality time together. Are you so busy that you don't know who you're sleeping with? Like, seriously, you've got to build a reservoir of memorable moments. And when you do that, it strengthens the bond between each other, between you and your spouse. Whether it's a romantic dinner or a weekend getaway, it could just be going to bed at 9 o'clock and watching your favorite TV show, even if it's just one episode, and holding hands. Whatever you need to do during that time, it's not for me, it's for you. So what needs to grow, right? Invest in your relationship, because that sets the foundation for a love that blossoms over time. Miglin McLaughlin says a successful marriage requires falling in love many times, always with the same person. A lot of people want the easy way out. They want the drive-through experience. Just fix my marriage already. I want this certain person. I want him to act this way, or her to be like this, or her to look this way, right? All of the things that you think you want in your marriage. But as much as you're saying, I want my spouse to be this, let me challenge you with this. Are you being what your spouse needs? That is a gut puncher. Because I'm here to tell you, 99.9% of the people out there are not being who their spouse needs. They're being selfish, not because they want to be. It's just human nature. And we don't take our mindset and twist it to the point of saying, how can I serve my spouse well? And then also, how can I take care of myself? It's, oh, no, I need this, I need that. I need to make sure that I'm taken care of in this manner. Why isn't he doing this? Why isn't he doing that? I mean, come on already. You've been with me for like 12, 13, 14, however many years it is, 55 years, whatever. As you embark on this journey to grow your love this season, remember, that progress takes time and dedication. You can only do what you can control, right? It does take two to tango, right? Marriage is a two-way street, but it starts with one. So by tending to the roots of your relationship and cultivating a nurturing environment, this landscape is going to blossom. It's like adding Miracle-Grow to your plants, right? Don't you want bigger blooms? When you add in love, unconditional love, your love will undoubtedly flourish into something more profound and enduring. As I like to say, love is a garden that requires constant care and attention. So let me leave you with this, the more love grows. In the season of spring, where raindrops fall and winds of change whisper their sweet call, love blossoms like buds on a flowering tree in the heart of you and me. Nurtured by the gentle touch of care, love flourishes beyond compare, like petals dancing in the breeze, entwined in a bond that never ceases. Through storms we weather hand in hand, love grows deeper rooted in the land of trust and understanding ever true, in the garden of us, love anew. So let the rain of challenges pour, for in love's garden we seek more, a layer of beauty to grace our souls as the seasons change and love unfolds. For in the garden where love is sown, it is a nurturing that it's known. The more we tend, the more we see love's endless growth, eternally free. So let us tend to this love we share with hearts open and souls laid bare. For in the cycle of life that ebbs and flows, we find the beauty in how love grows. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.